It was Thursday. I came home from school. After opening the door and hanging up my coat on the rack, I looked around and yelled, "Mom, I'm home!" Nothing. "Mom, are you there?" It remained silent. "Huh, strange," I said, and I walked into the kitchen. I opened the refrigerator and grabbed a small hamburger and some corn on the cob. The microwave, always a quick solution. While the little appliance was buzzing and turning my snacks, I glanced at the mail and the note on the fridge. Mom always left notes on the fridge or on the table. She let me know where she was all the time so I wouldn't have to worry. I expected the note to say something like, "Went to the supermarket. We'll be back at 5. Go ahead and take a cookie from the cupboard." But instead the note read something entirely different, something that horrified me, something... Okay, whatever. This is what it said. "Help. Call police. 5000 West Street." This sounded serious. Was she kidnapped? That would be terrible. Immediately, I picked up the phone and called the cops. Within minutes, they arrived at my doorstep. One of the police officers was big and had a mustache. He had a low voice and stomped on the floor everywhere he went.
"Please explain the situation, madam," he said.
Madam? He was calling me a madam? I was only 14. I blushed a little, flattered because I appeared more mature than my age. "Well, my mom left this note," I began. "She must be at or around this address somewhere."
"Understood. We'll take you with us. It's not safe for you here. Please follow me to our vehicle, madam."
The police officers took me to the designated address. However, there was no such thing as 5000 West Street. It was the name of the street, not any particular house. Perhaps she didn't know the exact address, I thought out loud.
"Perhaps," the police officer said. "Yes, you may be right. Men, we are going to knock on every house in the street. Notify me of anything that stands out, anything suspicious at all. We will sort this out."
The officers left the car and told me to stay in or near the car. Of course, I didn't listen. I have a mind of my own. I was going to help crack the case. I stood there for about 10 minutes, watching all these policemen knock on doors and looking for any signs of an abduction myself. Then I saw something. It was a boy, probably around 10 years old. He looked like he was up to something. I followed him, but he saw me. He started to run away. We ran and ran. I was catching up. I came closer. Hey, where did he go? I searched everywhere. It took me about 20 seconds to find him hidden in the bushes. I pulled him out and looked at him with a stern facial expression.
"I can explain," he said.
"Explain what? What are you doing here? What do you know about my mom?"
"Please don't hurt me. I don't mean any harm."
"Okay, but only if you tell me what you know about the kidnapping."
"Kidnapping? I don't know what is going on, but I saw two big guys drag a woman into a house. Was that your mom? Did they kidnap her?"
"Sure sounds like it," I said.
"Now show me where the house is." "Okay, follow me. It's not too far from here."
It was pretty far, actually. It was a long street, and the house he showed me was all the way on the other side of the corner. I panted as I arrived at the correct building after sprinting for over 5 minutes.
"That's it," he said. "I don't know anything else. May I go now?"
"Hold on," I said, catching my breath. "One more thing before you're off the hook. I can see one can enter through the front door, but is there another way in? You know, a sneakier way?"
"I believe there is a back door, but I'm not sure. I guess you'll have to try and find out."
He left. Taking courage, I headed towards the house. It was gigantic. It was clear that these people, whoever lived there, were insanely rich. Their balconies, windows, and garage were extravagant and exaggeratedly huge. Everything was topped off with sophisticated handiwork and expensive materials. Whatever it was that these people did for a living, maybe that's what I wanted to do. I went around the house and ducked when I passed the windows. The police were way on the other side of the street, so I was too impatient to go get them. Besides, what if something happened to my mom in the meantime? I snuck to the back door and opened it up. What I saw there was both terrifying and surprising at the same time.